This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. Download their mobile app from the App Store or Google Play. Players can check tickets right in the palm of their hand and more.
Wisconsin men's hockey team opens Big Ten play tonight in Madison, playing the first of a two-game series against the rival Minnesota Gophers at the Kohl Center. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Mike Hastings' Badger team has had some balanced scoring so far. He said for Bucky to be successful this season, that will have to continue.
For us to continue to develop as a team, what we need right now is we need the Tassies, the Fitzgeralds, the Finleys, the Morrisseys to not have to carry us. Through the addition of the young players with our old guys driving the bus, now all of a sudden you become a depth-type team, and that's harder to match up against.
8 p.m., the face-off time tonight on BTN. The Bucks return to action tonight. They're off to a 3-1 start, play host to 4-1 Golden State. Bucks coach Doc Rivers says he really likes what they're getting from newcomer Miles Turner.
It just tells you, it's funny talking to Reggie Miller before the game because he knows Indiana. He said, man, you like that leadership. I said, it's amazing. I said, I never knew. He said, no, that was the key for them. He was such a great leader.
Packers wrapped up another day of work as they get ready for Sunday's matchup against the Carolina Panthers at Lambeau Field. Panthers quarterback Bryce Young missed last week's game against Buffalo with an ankle injury, but he's back practicing this week, expected to play against the Packers on Sunday. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
He's obviously a very talented quarterback. I think he can do a lot of things with his legs, just either manipulating the pocket or creating off schedule. And I think he's got some weapons he can throw to now.
Week 9 of the NFL season kicks off in Miami tonight. The Dolphins play host to the Baltimore Ravens. Today is a travel day for baseball's World Series, headed back to Toronto, where the Blue Jays have a 3-2 series lead on the LA Dodgers. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.